Yeah, so this is Marcus. What would you do if you're black too? And we're going to take a look into some different issues that are going on today. Just wanted to bring you in on the show. Let's get to some real important things that are with politics, in our lives that are going on that I find to be really important. And it'd be really good for you guys to actually, understand what's going on with these politics and everything. It's not necessarily that it's boring. I will be making sure that you do like the shows. I will make sure that it's things that are interesting. Today we're gonna go inside the Ku Klux Klan, and they plan for their expansion. These are things that we got to know because the situation is really, really, really deep. To
get white power! White power! White power! White power! White!
They're one of the world's most controversial organizations.
Well, I'm sorry we had a little interruption there. Let me get back to this.
Now, 60 years since the birth of the African-American Civil Rights Movement, the Ku Klux Klan are on a recruitment drive for new members, including... With special access to a recruitment rally at a secret location, we go inside the movement to meet the members and uncover how they're planning to take up military-style training for what they claim is the first time in their history.
I'm going to try to move into another direction with the Loyal White Knights, and that is starting to arm train, hand-to-hand combat, and stuff like that just for the upcoming battle.
Established 150 years ago, the Ku Klux Klan have long been associated with racism, cross-lighting, and even murder. Today, the Klan is made up of an estimated 6,500 members across the USA, and they're traveling across America in a bid to attract new recruits. On the evening before their latest rally, we join them in the state of West Virginia on a night ride.
A night ride is an old Klan term. When the Klan went out on a night ride, they went out and patrolled the streets and sort of vigilante style.
Today, night rides consist of dropping leaflets in the local area.
See, my point on this right here is that we got to educate ourselves, the young men, and we got to get into the mind of what these people are really thinking of. Because if we're not in the mind of what these people are thinking of, we'll fall behind. And we got to be strong to understand what these people are thinking. Again, my show, What Would You Do If You Were Black Too? And what I mean by that, would you educate yourself? Would you try to figure out what these people are thinking? And would you use that by using that understanding what they're thinking to be able to make it so that your foundation in your area is a lot more stronger by understanding about what they're thinking. There's a lot of music, there's a lot of things out there that's wanting to direct you to a different direction. But what's real, what we need to watch out for and look out for is the takeover. Now the takeover is to slander everybody that's black that can go into politicians, everybody that's out here that as individuals that we look up to, that can knock us, you know, they put us right out with putting different things like Michael Jackson, for instance. They slandered him, said he was a child molester. That didn't work, and he ended up dying by a doctor. They take out Bill Cosby with these women, and it feels so serious like that. They're even going for Morgan Freeman now, but all blackhead people are getting taken out for some odd reason. But if it's all that serious, don't you think that Trump wouldn't be a president? Because that's not what they're worried about. What they don't want is another president like Obama coming in. They don't want us to educate ourselves.